I want to assure you that I understand very well the population's concerns and reaction raised by this decision. Know that this decision, as unpopular as it is, was taken in a responsible manner. As I repeated several times, it is with no light heart that we proceed with this decision. If we could have avoided this choice, we would have done it. And if there had been better options, we would have adopted them. The reality is, this option is based on the lowest impact on the environment. We can't lose sight that this operation is aimed precisely at limiting the unplanned breakdown of strategic equipment to increase our future capacity to treat wastewater and to reduce wastewater from overflowing into the St. Lawrence River. The City of Montreal already accomplishes exemplary work with the quality of treated wastewater, and we have provided for massive investments to improve the quality of water discharges even more. We will invest $72 million to build 5 retention basins and increase capacity of 150 million liters of water that will greatly diminish the risk of discharges in the river in case of overflowing by heavy rains, for instance.
Hello, Thomas Dagler, CBC.
Go for it.
I know you've been in touch with mayors downstream. They have concerns. They have voiced concerns in the past. They have concerns today. Just wondering what your message is to them to reassure them.
Well, the damage is that everybody understands, because you have some wastewater dump everywhere in Quebec. And the fact that, of course, it's a major operation, you live that once every 10 years, that the fact that when we show the infrastructure and the way that we need to protect the integrity of the infrastructure, when we explain to them that there's no more option, they understand, because they know that it's everybody's business, that we are managing 50% of all the sewage water in Quebec, but to reassure, with all the condition that the Minister of Environment from Canada was asking for, and we were ready anyway to collect the data to make some more surveillance. At the beginning, of course, we didn't have to go up to Sorel, for example, but now we're doing it. We are also having, if in case of any situation, we will be able to be on the shore to clean the area if necessary. We're not expecting that, but in case, we will be ready in the prevention mode. So it's about telling them, call a spade a spade. And they are living that. I mean, there is some dumb wastewater in everywhere in Quebec and in Canada. And because when they see the reason why we're doing that to improve our treatment, they understand and they agree.
And perhaps if I could ask Monsieur Fontaine, if I could ask you, Montrealers, once this discharge begins, what are Montrealers going to see and smell?
Pretty much no difference. At this time of year, the water temperature is colder. We're about at 12 degrees C. You should have no odor, and it's going to be very hard to see something. There will be a lot of monitoring done to check exactly that. But in terms of what you'll see or what you'll smell, won't be different from what you've seen today.
Merci.
Merci. Yes.
Tara Schwartz from CTV. Mr. Fontaine, could you begin by just giving us sort of a technical view of what is going to happen at 12:01 over the first 12 to 24 hours?
At 12:01, we're going to shut down valves and gates, and we're going to divert what usually goes into the interceptor to the outflow areas, the 24 outflow areas. It'll take approximately between 8 to 14 hours to dry out the interceptor. And from that point on, I'll have teams going down 35 meters into the interceptor to begin the work.
And, Monsieur Lamar, was there anything that the Environment Minister said that needed to be done that you felt hadn't been done already? What was different today than yesterday?
If you do recall, because I kind of done a few press conferences on that issue, we've said since day one that it's also about collecting data, we were ready to do so. And You know, it wasn't the first time that Environment Canada was meeting our officials and the one from Environment Quebec. And the fact that last Friday we had the report of those three independent experts and provide some other level of condition that they might was useful to learn from that experience and collect data. For me, it's a matter of science, and it's a good thing. But I was already ready to say that if we need to have more monitoring, if we have, we need a team to go on shores, for example, if there's if some issue happen to clean up the shore, so be it. And you know, we are there to protect the environment. We are there to protect the river. We want to enhance our way of protecting them, protecting it. So. You know, now it was black and white, written on a letter, and I spoke twice to the minister, and I said, yes, good, no problem. Yes.
Billy Shields, Global News. It was almost a month ago when you were discussing how this was being delayed, and you were pretty unequivocal saying that was they were playing politics with it. Now, almost a month later, it's the same result, different environment minister. What should Montrealers glean from this?
Don't play politics on behalf of them. Don't play politics on them. And I always said that I trust science and the experts. Let the experts do their job, because they're the best in that domain. And clearly, I'm going to be there to protect them, to protect Montrealers. And if any people try to play games on behalf of our citizen, they'll have me in their way. Of course, we have to show some flexibility. We had kind of a window between October 15 to October November 15. Of course, at that time, I'll tell you a little secret. If I would have said to the Conservative government that we had until November 2nd to finalize it, you would have seen Aglukak and the others from Harper's government to say that you have until November 15. So, but I have my own margin to work with. But besides that, I think that, you know, they've done that in the past. Remember what happened before 1985. Now we're in 2015. We have one of the best technique, the best technician, best experts. People from the world are coming here and asking us some help. And if we can let them, our experts, so they can take care of their own sewage water. So that's the bottom line for me.
Another thing, this is happening right at the stroke of midnight tonight.
Yeah.
What's the rationale for that?
The rationale is that we had until the 10, right?
Yep.
Ready to rumble. That's it. Yes.
Bonjour. Daniel Rochette from APTN.
I'm sorry, now it's in English?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah.
Who do you work with?
APTN, Aboriginal Peoples Television
okay,
Network.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
So one of the conditions, you know, that was said by Minister McKenna yesterday was the City of Montreal must participate in a comprehensive review of the events leading to the incident, including neighboring First Nations community. My question is, for now, what is your relationship with the First Nation people, which are the Mohawk here?
Well, I'm a former federal minister, and I was in charge of the Métis and then the Outside Reserves Indian. I have a lot of respect for our brothers and sisters from the First Nation. And we agree with the minister that we will collaborate in an ongoing consultation with the First Nation. They're stakeholders, and we have to work with them. There was some consultation through the techniques level when they spoke. I know that the Atikamek and the Mohawk was there, and you know we are ready to work inclusively, but we understand the emergency, and the minister on our letter was pretty clear that we have to learn from that opportunity and make sure that through the monitoring we can. Make sure that it's available, and they will be part of it to provide them with the data. And you know, I'm always ready to work with all our friends from the First Nation in all due respect. And but I agree that was the fifth condition, that we would collaborate with the First Nation after that to learn from that experience and see what we can do make sure that we're protecting our river.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Wait.
Hello, Salima Shift, GCBC. It's just a question for Mr. Fontaine.
Go
you
for
talked
it.
About the time frame, the 7 days.
He's good.
The 7 day time frame that is allotted for this. What happens if there are any surprises when you see the state of the work down when you get down there?
Our maximum time frame is 7 days. That's not negotiable. We have allowed for time. We'll readjust. We'll rework our schedules. We'll realign our priorities. But the objective is to maximum 7. And if we can do better, we will.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I'm sure you can. Oui.
Hello, Mayor Kader, Vanessa Lee with CTV. Just wondering if you can show us
yes,
what it is
we'll
that you
that.
Have
yeah.
next to you and how it speaks to the
That's
aging infrastructure.
Part. Stand up, brother.
Okay, this is an example. This is an example of parts we've changed not more than 1.5 weeks ago. That's the example of what it was when it was brand new. This is the example of what it looks like after almost 15 years of being used. This equipment lets valves go up and down to be able to isolate some parts of the system. If this does not work, we're at risk that we'll have overflows during time. So this is just giving you an example of the condition which it is in. I'm sorry. That's part of the work we're going to be doing along the interceptor during this period of overflow.
So the bottom line is this. The reason why we're doing that is to make sure that we protect the integrity of our infrastructure. And, this is factual. And if we're not doing anything, that piece can go through our water treatment plan. And then you can have some consequences. So that's the reason why even the experts were clear that better have a plan strategy than to be, in reaction and expect the worst at the time that you don't want to do it and where you can do it. So this is the reason why we took our responsibility. Nobody is pleased with that only option that we had, but this is the reason why. Okay? Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.